So corporate governance and ethics, what are they? How do the corporate governs? What are the ethics? What are the understanding for that? Articles of association, how do we come together? What is an understanding? What is the stock information? How does your stock supply is? Shareholder patterns, what is the shareholder's benefit? What is their pattern? What is the financial calendar? Is it from 1st April till 31st of March? It is the calendar year, 1st January to 31st of December, or from 1st June till 31st of May. That's a financial calendar. Transcript, many of the communities in India, for example, Gujaratis, have their books of account as per the someone, which is the Gujarati Hindu year. And that is financial calendar for many of them. And so on and so forth. Transcripts of conferences and financial analysis. That's required. Conferences and financial analysis of the companies happening and activities. Investor relationship and contact. And time to time, a regular press release going to the media, because not always media can be called and talked about. So press release, that works as an instrument to create an image building of a corporate. Press releases are very important in the building up an investor relationship. Relationship with the client. Relationship that focuses on customer service and quality of service as a benchmark in company's activities. So, customer service and quality service both go as a benchmark activity. An activity, a relationship that is looked as a successful business activity. Relationship marketing campaigns are developed by looking at the nature of the lifetime relationship with the client. So, campaigns that are developed by looking at the nature of the lifetime relationship. Any good product marketing campaign should be developed, should be made, so that an amount of lifetime commitment or buying the customer's loyalty is focused. That is the relationship marketing with campaigns. Employees are the key drivers. Any successful business house also has a successful and satisfied employee team. Employees take pride on not only in their work, but also with a good brand or image they are connected to. Most employees do take pride if they are connected to a particular brand. Of course, there are a few who would always take pride in their hard work, into the work they do. But obviously, the work is related to the company that you are involved in. So they are the key drivers of an enterprise. One cannot achieve satisfied client with dissatisfied employees. If employees are dissatisfied, they are not happy with the policies of the management, they are not happy with the time they are offering to the company, with the working hours, so on and so forth. There are time and again strikes, the time and again unhappiness toward a specific employee. So this special task of employee satisfaction normally in purview of human resources department, not with us so much, with the marketing team, but it is of prime, the happiness, the satisfaction, the relationship with them. Obviously, if the human resource department looks after it, but if it has an unsatisfied employee team, somehow the media will cover out of it. Competition will know of it, and ultimately that would be used as an anti-company campaign. So, relationship with employee is a key driving force. Relationship with vendors. Vendors means the sellers, the supplier, and the partners. Business partners also play a significant role in the business. The mutual benefits are only possible through collaborative efforts and activities. So benefits can only be obtained, the best benefit can only be obtained if we are collaborating and activities are done with great collaborative effort. Supply chain management activity is an effort to promote the relationship management with the business partner or supplier. So if the supply chain, if the amount of, say, a product which is finally produced out of a production house has to be met on time with the supply chain management. Supplier relationship management is a comprehensive approach for managing an enterprise's interaction with organization that supply the goods and services it uses. So that is very important. That is comprehensive approach. And interaction with organization that supplies the goods. So internally, interaction is required so that the service and supplies and goods are having an excellent relationship management. Vendors, suppliers and partners, what is the relationship? In short, it is SRM, is a streamline and make more effective process between the supplier and an organization. So that's the relationship, that's the streamlining all this supplier relationship management. Customer relationship management is a concept practiced by organization to be more effective in the process between the enterprise, its customer and supplier. So that's a supplier relationship with the supplier. Relationship with media, prime thing, very important thing. Media is a vehicle, it's a source which much of the organization, intentional or unintentional, non-customer communication is transmitted. So even if you don't want, through media, your consumer, your customer learn more. By media, we actually refer to the channel such as newspaper, TV, radio, and the journals, the magazine. The media relationship are basically of three types. So when we talk of relationship with media, we are talking of relationship with television network, with the newspaper, with the radio, with the journals or the magazine. So this relationship is of three types. Relationship between the organization and media, between a business house and the media, between the media and the audience. In turn, what media picks up through organization, transmitted to the audience, to the TRP, and the relationship between the organization and the media audience. So, between the organization and the audiences. Media giving it to audience and the organization giving it through media to their audience. So media picks up something from the organization for their television channel. Ultimately, organization through media is passed on to the audience, verbally or unintentionally. Through media, we hear about it. Ideal example, movies. There are a lot of media which is invited for a movie, and then in turn the producers have given the message to the audiences through the media to the viewers about their movies. So that's the one of the examples I can talk about. Relationship with the society. business and society are connected with each other intimately. Enterprises concerned for society and social development shows the human face of the business. Try to understand. Business and societies are connected with each other. Enterprises concerned for society. So how the product is accepted in a society, that show the human face of the business. Ultimately, the society also should accept the product in the strict sense. The relationship that shows the concern and the respect for an individual and the society is the theme behind the corporate social responsibility. So society plays also a social responsibility. So we have to have a relationship with the society. Product which would be rejected by a particular society cannot remain successful for the people or that society. So ultimately, excellent relationship with them is required. Now we talk about international community. When an enterprise operates on a global level, on an international level, for the world around us, for the countries that are beyond our geographical boundaries, it has to demonstrate credibility and integrity. Many a time you keep hearing about a product in international platform that they come up with product which could damage feelings, harm feeling of another community. So that relationship is to be developed and understand. The relationship with international community in terms of business depend much upon visibility of that enterprise and the terms of business. Business practices and customers in different national market different considerably. So what could work in a national market may not work in international market. That has to be understood. Business practices for organization that is looking for their business internationally must understand the needs, and they differ large. For example, certain food products cannot market products like beef and pork in Indian market. It will not be accepted. It is a wrong international strategy to launch, which could be successful in their arena, in their market environment, in their community, but not in India. India, you cannot market something which has got linked with social requirement, like example, pork or a beef. Business practices and customers in different national market differ considerably. Give an example to you. It differs. What can work in one market internationally, it cannot work. Business behaviors of the country is represented by the behavior of an enterprise. So business behaviors of the country is represented by the representatives by the behavior. Confusion there. Now we talk about how and what are the relationship with authorities. Now who are the authorities? Authority does not mean one who is sitting with a stick. Authorities, which means those who hold the licensing authority, those who hold the business practices to be accepted and approved, those sort of authorities. When discussing mega relationship, we also define the relationship with such authorities which are not actually the customer or government, but they are also equally influential in making major decisions. For example, professional bodies, these are the authorities. Any financial report or a statement of account, or profit or loss of account, the authority is a chartered accountant who would authorize it to be a properly written statement of account with practically no loophole. So that's a professional body which is an authority. Relationship with that. Industry councils and government body, I said to you, Chamber of Commerce, Bar Association in the case of business, Board of Airline Representatives for airline. These are the authorities for deciding on airline activities. Tourism organization, a particular association that deals with the activities, licensing, these are all authorities. Relationship with them. Relationship with financial lender and financial bodies. A bank would set up a rule, will put up an authority. We need to have this, this, this. Those are the authorities. Likewise, industrial banks, financial institutions giving loans, authorizing long-term loans. Those are the authorities. They would require certain reporting, certain understanding. Relationship with them. Then pressure groups and the public. I've spoken to you. The pressure groups who brought pressure to remove corruption out of India. There are pressure group who would come in and talk about the use and the protection to animals and birds. Those pressure group. Pressure group coming in for the benefit of women. The atrocities into the society, they talk about it, those type of pressure group. So the most diverse group of the stakeholders with whom the organization must manage the relationship is external pressure group and the public. These group may also be described as diffuse groups who take an interest in the organization when they are concerned about protecting a cause. So they would come up and say, stop this. Many Mahila Mandals, many groups who come out in the interest of consumer, protecting the interest of consumer. Consumer, for example, consumer groups who will come up, say this product is not up to the mark. It is damaging. It is not in the health interest, in overall better interest. All those groups, we have to have a good relationship with them. Then continue, they can be categorized as consumer groups. I have explained to you, environmentalist, an environmental group which talk about not to cut the trees, mountains to be preserved, buildings to be built into this particular standards, and environment, water flow of a particular hilly area to be protected, so on and so forth. Human and animal rights group would talk about the better interests of human beings as well as animal rights. Politically motivated group, people are the groups which have a politics behind them. They are also part of our society. We have to live with them. They can bring great amount of pressure on an organization. That has to be considered with an excellent relationship. Local communities, you live in an environment, somebody brings up a bar, alcohol bar in an area, and the local community totally objects to it. So that is something you have to good relationship. And those who form public opinion, there is public. They want public to join with them. That opinion leaders, we will relationship with them. Corporate social responsibility, another topic we are talking now, the CSR, the corporate social responsibility, is integrating environmental, social and economical factor into the organizational strategies and operation. So let's see what does it say. Corporate social responsibility, What is it? It is integrating environmental, social and economical factors into the organizational strategies and operation. Related to the environment, that is the responsibility of corporate towards the social requirement. Environmentalists who claim that this is not good for ecology, this is not good for the environment, overall environment, like cutting the trees and breaking your big hotel, environmentalists will not approve of it. Likewise, government authorities will not approve of this if there is no ecology. Now we keep hearing the green society. What does green mean? Not painting everything green, that is environmental need. We need to have greenery around. Famous slogan, Swachh Mumbai Hirvi Mumbai, by Mumbai Municipal Corporation. What is that? That is considering the environment. Again, social and economical factor into the organization strategy. So environmental with relate to that. Now we are talking about the CSR can be seen as a means of managing relationship with a number of stakeholders, both internal and external. Now we come to the relationship with trade alliances. Formal agreements are made between the organization operating in an industry. Sometimes this can involve developing a working relationship with competitors. What most good business houses do, they keep their competitors or the foe very close to them, simply because you know what they are doing, how you can do those business practices where your competition is successful. You implement that and you come to your success. Likewise, the competitor will also learn from you. So making an agreement between them and working relationship where the objective is to protect the industry as a whole. This is not only to learn what the competition, but because your competition and your organization is working in a common product, you work to protect the industry. Then relationship with business network is a relationship of an informal alliance, an agreement that exists across. So the relationship which is not a relationship with business network is a relationship of an informal alliances and agreements that, so that's a relationship, may not be a written agreement, but this relationship work as an alliance across the industry. We talk about the trade alliances, joint ventures. If you have brought another company who could be a brand in itself as a loan, you bring them as joint venture, formal partnerships, consortia, who is a consortium, who join together and act in the interest of all combined, avoid competition, offer better value, is a consortia. Licensing agreement, you agree with the license, franchising, co-marketing or co-branding, you go hand in glove, ICICI and Mumbai Metro, both work as a co-branding, SBI card with a particular airline, Air India, co-branding, co-marketing and managing contracts, all the agreement and contracts made. So internal relationship, for the purpose of relationship marketing, the term internal marketing is usually applied to internal relationship activities designed to improve overall effectiveness of the organization in the external market. So the purpose of the relationship marketing is usually applied to internal relationship. How? to design and to improve overall effectiveness of the organization. So if you have a good internal marketing relationship, then you make effective external market. The two broad approach in internal marketing are: employees as an internal customer and supplier. Importance is the employees are very important customers internally, and employees being extremely customer oriented. So if the customer orientation exists in basics of the employee, literally into their setup, then they would have a good approach of to the customer. Ultimately, it's a good internal marketing. So internal customer supplier concept: all employees are seen as customer and suppliers. Concerned with internal process, employees intra-relation and relations with management. So they are internal customers. Employees are seen as customers because if the employees are happy and satisfied, then the product is successful. And the suppliers, if they are as customers considered, they are successful and with internal process and less externally oriented marketing. All employees are focused on external customer. Concerned with external customer interface. Employees' relationship with customers and managers, ability to influence these. So if you are able to influence your employees itself, then you're successful in your relationship. We conclude here once again. Thank you for listening. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you.